Hi, everyone, and welcome to Shortcomings, a Girls Recap Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Bush, and as always, I'm joined by Chris Lewis. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Welcome back to yet another episode. We're back. Here we are again. Mamma Mia.
Talking.
Talking girls. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've been deep in the McBee Dynasty world on Peacock.
Who?
It's this new reality show on Peacock called the McBee Dynasty, and these men are dogs.
The McBees?
The McBees.
Where do they hail from? Is that their name or
it's their last name? And it's a group of father. It's a father son show.
It's a group of fathers.
Well, it's like I was going to say that it's one father, four sons.
Okay.
And they run a farm.
That is, I want to be clear, that is not a dynasty. Dynasty is like generations.
Also, Stephen McBee Sr. is the first. Like, there's no one above him. So, like, he's starting this dynasty.
Okay, so he himself is not a fourth.
No, but he's starting the dynasty.
Okay, so we've got Steve McBee Sr. Yep. And then I'm assuming that means there's Steve McBee Jr. Jr. And is he our eldest boy, a la Kendall Roy? Yeah.
He's our eldest boy.
Okay.
Then there's...
Run me through the rest.
Yeah. Then there's Jesse, who was my favorite.
Well, now I'm going to get my eyes on these people.
Absolutely.
Steve McBee.
Jesse. Then there's
Wow. Okay. They're a lot more attractive than I thought.
You were getting like Duck Dynasty. Okay. Cole is the ugly one.
They're not like gorgeous, but they're
hideous.
A lot better than I thought.
Hideous.
What is this show called?
The McBee Dynasty.
The McBee Boys?
The McBee Dynasty on Peacock.
Okay.
I can't seem to stop watching it. And, like, they're not good
people.
Real
American cowboys. You talk about Cowboy Carter. You really are into this. Although I think these might have been the gentlemen
who called
to get rid of Beyonce.
We also know. Don't even put that out there.
They might have been. They might have been calling the CMAs.
I mean, they're grifters.
Off the TV, I don't want to see
these
that.
People are definitely grifters. Like, they have a farm, like thousands and thousands of acres.
What do they sell?
Acres. They have crops. They also have a coffee car wash business empire they're building.
A
coffee car wash business.
A coffee shop slash car wash?
Of course. And it's actually beautifully decorated. Like, it looks really nice. And then they have a bison business where they have a lot of bison that they just picked up.
Bison. Where does this take place? Montana. Yeah.
I believe. All right. And they go
I'm
on these boys
very attracted
trips.
To one of them looks like the father looks like Joel Edgerton.
The dad, I was attracted for about 5 minutes. Immediately.
I'm attracted to this one in like the hold on, share screen so I can show you this.
Okay.
I'm attracted to this one.
That's
Who's
Jesse.
He? Is he the trash
no,
one?
We like Jesse.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. What is like the plot of the show? Is it full of drama, or is it like sort of nice?
It's not nice. It's full of drama. The dad was married to their mom for like 30 years, and they had like a very tumultuous, like physically, I believe.
Okay, so we got the same mom for all four sons.
Yes.
Okay.
And now
so
the
this
dad's
isn't like multiple.
This
moms.
Dad is very anti-marriage, so all the boys have girlfriends, and like they are
and won't let them get married.
And these boys are like, do we get married? Do we not get married? Like, it's just very complicated for them. It's actually kind of sad because like one.
How did you find this?
It comes up on my homepage.
The only thing Peacock. On my homepage is still The Real Housewives of Dallas and
Really?
My Eyes, The Oppenheimer.
Oh, no. It's been on my homepage for a while. And I decided
and
to dive
you just
in.
Felt the need to hit click.
Well, Gracie told me that she watched it, like, very briefly.
Of course. I should have known this
like,
all went back to her.
All roads lead to Gracie. And
never has a show looked more like it airs on TLC than the McBee Dynasty.
Well, and then, like, the dad has a live-in. So the dad has this woman who works for him called Galana. And she's from Russia. But she's been in the United States for forever.
90-day fiancé situation?
No. She was a 90-day fiancé situation with her first husband.
The other way?
No, she came here.
Okay.
So the traditional way. And so she now works for the McBees, and she's like a smarty pants. Like, she knows how to run shit. She has, like, she's part owner of this dynasty and owns, like, a shitload of this company. And the dad starts fucking her. Then the dad has her stay at his house, like, two or three times a week. But he claims he doesn't want a girlfriend. But he's, like, that's his girlfriend. And then he's like with this other woman, Brooke. He has like a side chick. It's like a whole thing.
And what, and this is good? You like this show?
It's, you know what's weird is like, I'm so.
Because I'm not getting a lot of you like it. It's just sort of like, it seems like, it almost seems like a homework assignment.
No, I kind of love it. Like, it's been on all day for me. And like, I can do other things while it's on and still know what's going on.
What is like the tone of it? Is it close to the Plathville where it's just sort of like, it'll be like very easy breezy and then all of a sudden you're watching like the darkest scene of all time?
No, because it's all pretty, it pretty much rides on like a pretty dark level.
Okay.
Yeah. But like they don't, they don't have a lot of self-awareness. And my favorite boy, Jesse, like he's just like the good one. Like he's like level-headed, like very kind, soft-spoken. Nice boy.
All right. Well, that was a shock. I was expecting you to say something a bit more tethered to reality.
What?
I don't know. Just like.
I don't like his girlfriend. And I don't think he likes her either.
Jesse?
And Cole and his girlfriend Casey, they break up. They break up every other day.
I'm only watching Summer House. It's all I think about. It's my new obsession. I've almost let go of like every other thing on Bravo. Whoa, actually. How dare us not have talked about this?
I know. I didn't want to bring it up.
The bonus episode.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yeah, what's obviously.
What's going on with Zaddy G and Mia?
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I've seen the clips.
You got to get your eyes on the scene, okay? Housewives has never been so real.
Paint the picture.
I want, like, fuck everyone. Fuck Kyle Richards. Like, how fucking dare they even use the word real over there in Beverly Hills? Mm-hmm. Because what's happening between Zaddy G and Mama Mia, as I call them, you know, I love those two characters.
You have for some time, like years. You've been riding for Mia since the moment she came on our screen.
Everyone else was like, I hate this woman. She's a liar. I was like, guys, we've never had a finer character. I'll never forget her first scene when she just simply looked at Giselle and said, Giselle has a beautiful heart.
Yeah, you've loved Mia.
She knew her for 5 seconds, said completely threw Karen under the bus. I'll never forget when she, Robin and Giselle were trying to set up a lunch with her, and she said, you can talk to my assistants. And they were like, this woman doesn't have a job.
I love when she shuffled
the
brochures around the desk.
She's an amazing character, and she's only getting deeper.
Yeah.
Okay, so, now again, Bravo's been picking, but we've heard about cameras picking up over here. They're picking up over there. These cameras pick up, and we're not cutting to, like, Robin getting the news on her phone and, like, calling Ashley to talk about it. We're in the kitchen. Producers are on camera basically begging them to talk about this.
Oh, it's like breaking the fourth wall?
Yeah, the producers, you hear the producer's voice. Like, instead of the questions like being like, okay, I'm sleeping with this guy, you hear, Mia, you have to tell us, who is this gentleman you're sleeping with? Like, you hear the producers. You see a cameraman at one point when G storms off camera. And it's like, I'm not talking about this shit anymore if she's not going to be honest.
So he knows.
Yeah, and he's basically like, you can tell he starts to feel like the cameras are being picked up so that she can, like, rehabilitate her image. And he's like, I'm not going to do this unless we start telling the truth. And that's where he gives the iconic line, if you want fair, go to the carnival. Okay, G is a full-time housewife at this point. But he also seems to be getting along with the man who is dating.
Ink.
Who is now sleeping with his wife, Ink. Because I saw in the trailer for the reunion, like, him waving lovingly at Ink and saying, like, hey, Ink, how are ya? We find out that potentially their son, Jeremiah, might be Ink's because she's been sleeping with Ink on and off for years.
For years?
He says, basically, Mia admits, like, he's the love of my life. Like, I have never loved another man.
I just got the chills.
And Gwen's like, yep. She told me that multiple times. Like, she loves him. And basically, I said when I got my prostate, like, removed or had some prostate problems, like, I can't, like, fulfill you anymore. By the way, this is not said in confessional. This is said, like, in their, like, small kitchen. You know they live in that, like, tiny apartment.
Yeah, they live in the apartment that Ashley lived in, or the same building.
So that kitchen's super small.
Yeah.
And so, like, they're also, like, 5 feet from one another while saying all of these things.
On camera?
There's no social distancing on camera. You can, like, see the camera in the mirror. Like,
oh, they were, like, cameras up. We're not even setting a scene. Like, this has got to go on.
No. I don't even think they played, like, that black screen where it's, like, me and Gordon. It's just, like, boom, episode over, we're back. He's like, she told me this. I basically said, when my dick stopped working, like, you can sleep with whoever you want. I have two rules. You have to be really discreet and don't involve the children. You were not discreet. You came home at 3 a.m. You flaunted it in my face. You invited him. You, like, took the children to his home. Then they start talking about another man she's sleeping with, and they are blocking his, like, they beep his name.
Because he's a rapper?
Like, well, you fuck beep. And, like, we can't hear that man's name. And that's a different man than Ink.
So she's fucking two guys.
I couldn't really follow who the other man was.
So her and Gordon aren't having sex anymore.
They're still, they're co-parenting, she said, beautifully. But then after all this, he bops to watch what happens live. And she's like, Gordon is the love of my life. I love him. Like, we're co-parenting beautifully. But, and mind you, she's sitting in front of Ink, who does not budge. He does not move. If you told me he was a cardboard cutout.
Ink is at the reunion.
Ink is at the reunion. No, Ink is on the phone at the reunion. He was at Watch What Happens Live with her. With, like, a nice white woman. They paired her with, like, some actress who's just, like, a nice white woman who looked shocked at everything she's saying. Because Mia's saying the most shocking thing. She's like, you know, I did sleep with him for many years. And Andy's like, so, like, when you were engaged? And she's like, well, no, shortly after the engagement. Andy's like, so when you were married? And she's like, but she was like, but I did not want to bother that beautiful time of when we were engaged.
Like, oh, that was like, okay.
And then Andy's like, look, does Ink think Jeremiah's his? And she's like, yeah, we don't talk about it. I've never had a pregnancy test. I mean, a biology test. It's fine. Like, we don't know. It's crazy.
I mean, like, how, like, do you can't even follow do the that? Story.
I'm obsessed with Mia. She does not give a flying fuck. And everything she says is a lie, but I also think it's
also true, right? Like, she lies all the time, but there's also, the thing about Mia is, like, you will find out the truth eventually. So it's like, you might have to sit
mostly
with this lie for a sec.
She will just say the truth in, like, 1 second. She's like, I love Gordon, but I've never loved him. And
yeah, like, I love Gordon, but I've also, Ink is the love of my life.
And I've never liked Gordon. I hate him, but he's one of my best friends. It's like, you just are always going to get to something with Mia. Her and Wacko Jacko are back. They're besties again.
What?
They're back. They're back. They're like,
so she's going to be on the show.
I'm obsessed with Mia's voice when she's like, she's a beautiful heart. Like, we're sisters again. Like, everything is so whispered and beautiful, but she's saying crazy stuff. Like,
so do you think Jacqueline will be back then and, like, take Candace and Wendy's or Robin's spot?
Well, I love you're like, Wendy's out. Like, Wendy, it's just a matter of time.
The fact I haven't gotten that notification is so fucking annoying.
Do you know what else happened on this finale? There was, like, a giant fight. Like, a woman was, like, hit with, like, multiple bottles
Deb
or something.
Hit the other woman in the face with a bottle.
Deb went fucking nuts, apparently. Yeah. We don't have any
footage
of it.
Yeah, there is. I've seen it.
Deb apparently went nuts.
She went fucking bonkers.
Like, Deb lost it. Like, Deb went full Sesame Street, like, but of course Candace was being the nastiest and saying the meanest things you can ever say to someone. She's calling her the help, and, like, nobody wants you here, you Sesame Street character, go back to the garbage. Like, and then she's like, but I don't know why she would have attacked me. It's like, well,
Candace, I think we know why.
I think,
but
you know, you're
Robin
gonna...
and Candace are gone. Wendy needs to follow. God. NECA needs to follow. We need to get Jacqueline in there with Mia, Ashley, and
I love NECA. I think we need NECA back. I don't know why I like her. She's just sort of a calming, like, Cynthia Bailey.
I have to
presence.
Tell you, like, I feel like I'm just going to start.
She's no Mia.
I feel like I'm just going to start trusting you when it comes to these things.
Because, look, if you just sit with me long enough, everybody circles back to me being right, okay?
It's true.
I saw Mia. I clocked her for what she was from day fucking
and I
one.
Hated
now, look, I've,
her.
I've had some missteps, you know? I don't think my love of Cy De Silva is going to, like, circle back.
Yeah, but you
there.
You quickly shifted
out of
that.
But I also recognized my own faults.
Yeah, like,
there.
It was a few episodes, and then you realized this isn't the team.
And I was like, and her behavior became more monstrous. At first, I was like, look, she just wants to bring her own toilet paper. Let her be. Then I was like, this woman's insane.
Yeah, you found out real quick.
And mostly she just became more and more annoying.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like she was doing anything.
She just,
actually,
she just
her behavior
grating.
Became better. Her behavior actually became better and better throughout the season. It was just, she was more and more annoying. But with Mia, I think just Mia, honestly, is who I clocked day one and was like, guys.
I'm trying to think if there's ever been anyone else that you were like, oh.
I do feel I was on the side of Emily Simpson before a lot of people.
Okay.
Always hated Gina, but I've always had a soft spot for Emily.
Yeah.
Ever since she attacked Kelly Dodd. I was also on the right side of history with Kelly Dodd saying she was terrible before everyone.
Wow. You were also on the right side of history with people in my personal life.
All of them. I've told you to throw some real people to the side.
And I do, eventually.
Well, it takes you longer than
I'd like. It takes me like a lot of like life trauma.
Whereas I see them and I'm like, guy,
we gotta like, lose this one.
Some of them I've seen from afar. I've never even met. I'm like, I don't like that guy. Get him out of here. But we won't say who, you know? I've seen some boyfriends come and go.
Yeah.
Been on some real text threads with one of them.
I just got an update on that one. He... Still no job.
Of course. He's not getting
No, and I have to tell you, like, there's a part of me that was a little relieved. Because, like,
you thought maybe you'd break up and then,
he would figure it out. And, like, maybe it was me holding him back. Like, that's what I was thinking.
I think we need some deep therapy for that one.
Deep.
Well, speaking of deep therapy, should we get into girls and get out of me? Oh, before we do, I did just want to bring up, and we also need to plug Patreon.
Oh, of course.
Someone did mention to me that we didn't discuss at all what the phrase all adventurous women do last week means. Oh. And one of the reasons I don't think we discussed it is because I think it's pretty evident what it means. It just sort of means like
all adventurous women do.
And but that you've lived a sort of wild life, but that you're okay with that. I did and will be posting an article that I read called What I Learned When I Got My Girl's Tattoo, I think it is, that goes into a reaction a girl got when she asked Lena Dunham if she should get this tattoo on Twitter and the reactions. And I think the article just really captures, well, first of all, it's like very beautifully of its time, but also captures the sort of nonsensical, like, imagine being able to tweet at Lena Dunham now and she replies. That just wouldn't happen. And what a crazy time Twitter, like the early days of Twitter. Like, I used to DM with Carol Radziwill on Twitter.
That's crazy.
Like, people just
replied.
Like, you could get at celebrities people. In a way, like, before it all became so formalized in a way now, which is wild to call Twitter now X formalized, because it's literally still feels like the Wild West of like racism and nonsense. But that's sort of what I think of all adventurous women do meaning. Do you have any sort of specific meaning behind it?
No, I think, like you said, I feel like it's just kind of self-explanatory. Like, it's just like one of those phrases where it's just like that, this is what it is. Like,
I think it captures, though, an idea really beautifully, the idea of, like, having wild experiences but coming to terms with them and also recontextualizing them. So you might have had this experience that ended with you, you know, getting HPV, but you can really turn that into the idea like of,
you're
hey,
exploring sexually.
I'm an adventurous person. I'm sexually free. And also, there's community in it. All adventurous women do. Like, it's just going to happen to all of us, sweetie.
Yeah. At some point or another.
No, I also wanted to give a little update on something else.
Okay.
Because I said something last week. I don't know if we want to repeat it. I think we're still recovering. From it. I want to say all I did was ask a question.
You did. You're brave.
To the world. You phrased it like I was putting, like, saying this, but I just wanted to know.
Right. Okay.
Do straight men wander around the world thinking about impregnating young, fertile women? And I did pose that question to one person in particular, the only straight man I know who listens to this podcast, and I did hear back from him today. And he said simply, that is the most unhinged, disturbing thing I've ever heard. But yes, you are correct. I fucking told you. I know I heard it somewhere. I think a straight man told me that once. I think they're all a bunch of sickos just seeing young women and thinking about knocking them up.
Oh my God.
They're just trying to spread their seed. That's what they want to do. They want to impregnate everybody.
Chris, that's so disgusting.
I'm telling you, they're sickos.
Sick. Like that saying, like, all men should be born in jail and they have to prove their way out. Like, that's how I feel.
I've never heard that saying. It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Well, I don't think it's a saying. It was a tweet.
Okay. You're like, I was like, who said that? JFK? Yeah. It wasn't very pithy.
Eleanor Roosevelt. Yeah, no.
I've heard you, he said, you're simply absolutely right.
I'm sick.
I won't say his, nope. I won't say his name.
Please, thank you.
But you know what?
That's disgusting.
That's our straight male shorty. That's our sample.
That makes me the one person we got. So sick. Like,
they just run around like the Terminator. Beep, beep,
yeah,
beep,
like
beep,
laser
beep,
eyes.
Young and fertile.
I hate that. Like, that honestly makes my stomach hurt. The thought of
That's what they're doing. I'm telling you. When I clocked Jeff looking at her, I thought, young and fertile. They're looking for him.
They're looking
every
for him.
Every which way. When
Chris,
they see him coming.
Like, it's so upsetting.
I'm just simply doing everyone who listens to this a favor to let
as
you all know what sickos
know.
They are. You didn't know.
Chris, I knew, but I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to put words to it.
You pushed back. You were like, no, I don't think that's true. That's not what Jeff meant. Jeff is a better than that. You didn't.
I never once said Jeff is better than that. Like, never
you were like,
once.
Jeff didn't mean that. That's not what the point of this is. Jeff did not think that.
I still don't think Jeff thought that.
I think they're all thinking
that's so fucking disgusting. Like, electric chair immediately.
Well, good luck as you walk through the world.
Oh, but I'm not young and fertile anymore, so I don't really have to worry about that.
I think you got a few more years. I think you got a few more years before you're a geriatric.
Yeah,
pregnancy.
But not that many.
Five.
That's
five
not a long
left.
Time. COVID was 4 years ago, and it flew by.
That's true.
So
it's gonna fly by.
Yeah,
Mama. Thank you for saying that. For spilling, you are dried up.
Yeah, I am. My eggs are scrambled.
Dead. They're good. Gone, baby, gone.
Baby, gone.
All right, and if you enjoyed that, you can get more fun information, for more fun information, more bonus episodes, community. We're going to try to set up like a little Slack by way of like old-timey chat room during live events so we can all chat about it, maybe watch a movie together. We've got a Zoom call set for April 11th where we're just going to get on there and get to what's what. Sometimes I feel like the last one we did became like an episode of Love Line. Was that the one where people were like, on my dating like this?
Oh, that was like two times ago. And it got real. So like people were talking about like polygamy.
Yeah. So if you want advice from us,
maybe not polygamy. What were they talking about? Polyamory.
Right. I should also be clear. We do not have any advice about polygamy.
No. People were talking about being in like a poly relationship.
I have seen every episode of Big Love.
I've seen Sister Wives every episode multiple times.
Right. And I don't know which of us is more qualified to talk about polygamy.
Me.
On Big Love, I don't know that it worked out actually that well on Big Love. It definitely is not working out on Sister
definitely
Wives.
Definitely not. We just lost one.
Wow. R.I.P.
Sad. They named the cat shelter after him, though. That was really sweet.
Excuse me. I don't mean to laugh, but
he was like a really big like cat advocate.
And they had a cat shelter already?
The Humane Society, where he lived, where he got his cats.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, Cody owned a cat. Like, I was
no,
like,
the boy
what is this man's business? No, right. I thought you were saying that Cody ran a cat shelter and he rechristened it. And I was like, what is this man's business?
No.
What is his business, actually?
I don't know.
How does
Arms
Cody
dealer?
Make his money? Really?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, I was like, didn't she pass?
Who?
Anna Shay? Anna from that
she did
show,
pass.
Anna Shay?
She did.
I guess she was a warmonger. So
he's
I don't
a firearm salesman.
Are you kidding?
No. He works at a boot.
I hate
he
this.
He was working.
I hate this man.
September 2023, Cody was working on a booth at a gun show.
Okay, that doesn't make him an arms dealer.
No, but I said he sells guns. He sells firearms.
I thought you meant to like the Yakuza.
No, he's not Ariana Grande's mom.
Yeah. Shout out to Mrs. Grande. I saw a picture of her. She looked like Liza Minnelli. She does. I was not expecting
She does look like Liza Minnelli.
So again, if you want more content like this, join us over on Patreon, patreon.com/shortcomingspodcast. We just recorded a bonus episode in which we talked about Dr. Nia Wallace, Summer House, probably some other stuff. Who knows? Mm-hmm. And of course we want to thank our iconic shorties, Margarita, Gina, Carlos, Lauren, Christina, Kimberly, Kate, Ainsley, Jenny, Stacy, Laura, Charlotte, Taylor, Alexandra, Dana, Laura Lee, Claire, Allie, Jen, Caitlin, Lindsay, Casey, Gloria, Justine, Alexandra, Trench School, Grace, Rachel, Emma, Allison, Haley P, Haley D, Claire, Haley M, Erica, Avita, Emily, and Holly. We appreciate your support. Sam has left me alone, so guys, it's just me, and I'm scared. What should I talk about? Well, I did just rewatch The Lost Daughter, and I was thinking about what Maggie Gyllenhaal did with some of the side performances in that movie. I've never been one to care for, now, I can't pronounce their last names. They're quite, I believe, Polish. But she plays the like, sister to the woman from Madame Web, whose name is escaping me. And she just gets such good, solid performances out of everyone in that movie, including Madame Web, whatever her name may be. What is Madame Web's real name?
Sydney Sweeney? Oh, Dakota Johnson.
No, Madame Web. Dakota Johnson. So I was just telling everyone about what great performances Maggie Gyllenhaal gets out of the side performers in The Lost Daughter. And I don't think people give enough credit to that. Of course, Jesse Buckley was also nominated for an Oscar for that movie. And Peter Sarsgaard's amazing in it. If you want to see a man who's sexy because he's listening to a woman, which I know is the bare minimum.
Quite literally.
But if you ever, well, I get Zaddy G was really listening. I think he, not to bring it back to that, but he really loves Mia.
I think they have a respect for each other, honestly.
I think he has a deep love for her, and I actually think for him this is the end.
What do you mean the end?
I don't know that there is more love in Zaddy G's future. Like, I think there's the love of his children.
Oh, like he's not going to find another lover.
I don't think so. Unfortunately,
that's really sad.
I don't think there's the love of his family. I don't know that there's the love of, like, Mia does not love him anymore. I think she'll always be warm to him, though, because I think Mia has a big heart. Not a beautiful one, but a big one, because she'll turn nasty on a dime.
On a dime, so quick.
Yeah.
Wow.
I hope they never get rid of her.
I'll be devastated.
She's up there with, like, she's in my top 10. Like, she's in my Mount Rushmore.
She's a great housewife. And I understand why I didn't like her in the beginning, but now, like, I don't. I know you don't.
I don't.
You were.
This woman has given us a lot. Stomping around that Chesapeake Bay house with her big feet, throwing salad.
Oh, yeah. And she threw lettuce at Candace.
Yeah, that terrible woman, Candace.
Well, I need Wendy to get gone.
If next season we're stuck with Wendy,
I will run through a fucking brick wall. Like,
if somehow they shake up the cast of Miami, but no, Wendy Acefo is still on Potomac, I will kill
everyone. I'm glad you didn't bring it up, but now that you did, I'm so pissed about Miami. Like, I
don't understand how they could be leaving the money on the table of the Marcus and Larsa stuff to not be filming right now. They're breaking up every week.
They're breaking up every week. She's posting
Get
on Instagram,
up.
Like, reintroducing myself. It's the same woman.
Well, it won't. Is it? Not from the one we met.
Oh, when they do the side-by-sides, like, it's so jarring.
I'd love to see what Mia used to look like.
I know, we never Whatever really could that see be. Old pics. I guess you could just look at her daughter. I think her and her daughter look alike. They have the eyebrows.
Right, but I've never seen someone look so different.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Like,
yeah, I don't. I was going to say something dark, but I think I've said it on the podcast before. It's about Jen Aiden. Oh. Now you have to be careful with plastic surgery and having children.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see what you're running from. Mm-hmm. And if you look at her daughter, Olivia, you can see everything Jen Aiden has been running from. And that's, just put that over there.
Okay.
I say that with love and respect to Olivia.
Yeah, okay.
None to Jen Aiden.
Jen Aiden does her job.
She's a terrible woman and potentially racist with her black voice. She likes to put on
I forgot about that.
You know what the one I'm
Oh, yeah,
about.
I do.
He got big dick energy.
Yeah, you got old lady energy. Bill hates her.
That's a divorce I'll be looking forward to. We'll be sitting kitchen side with them soon.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
With some real secrets coming out.
Oh, major, major bombs will be dropped.
God, I love Mia. Should we get into girls?
Please. We've been talking forever.
This is not a Mamma Mia episode, but we will be doing a bonus episode. Maybe I'll do some research on Mia and see if I can't come up with like some little... I bet if I did some digging around Baltimore, I could find out some real secrets about Mia.
Chris, I'm sure that you could go anywhere and find secrets about Mia and where you live.
Just any stripper... Remember when she would go on those cockamamie stories about her stripping past?
Yeah, or like, when she was
well, it wasn't a stripper house because it sold lobster and I wore a ball gown.
Yeah, and she was like, I popped a pussy on a handstand on the beach with Daddy G.
And they'd be like, what? And then she like, he had no money. He came for my inheritance. And people were like, aren't you what?
Yeah, she was like, I had more money than him.
I have more money than him. He was cash poor when we met. And everyone's like, what's going on here?
Like,
I love her. All right, guys, time to cover Girls, episode 4, Hannah's Diary. Mm-hmm. As always, we're going to start with a little episode synopsis. Hannah enters a strange new work relationship. Jessa gets distracted on the job. Shosh begins her quest to lose her virginity. And Charlie snoops around the apartment and finds out the truth. What do you think of this episode overall?
In my memory, I think I loved it a lot more than in reality.
This is like really reminds me of like 98% of the episodes we covered on Sex and the City, where I remember all four of these things. Mm-hmm. I had no idea they happened in the same episode. And that isn't to say that I liked anything I saw.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
Lolos. I know, and we had dipped up with last week, and now we're dipped right back down, I thought. But that's the nature of season one.
Right.
This is definitely one of those episodes where I wish we were binging the show so that I could have kept it going.
I know. I wanted to go to the next episode so bad.
Because this isn't one, spoiler alert, that really holds that much for us to get into. But we'll see what we talk about. And as always, we reserve the right to use this conversation as an entree point to talk about whatever we want. Most likely Mia.
Yeah. All roads will go back to Mia or the McBee dynasty.
Mia McBee. And I'd love to see her trot through that cowboy.
Oh my God.
Dynasty.
The way she would fuck the shit
run them ragged
out of Steve Sr. Like...
No, can I ask, you've always been into cowboys because you said you're watching another cowboy show, but you got distracted.
I've been a... Country music is like my favorite. Like my first albums as a kid was Shania Twain and the Chicks.
I do love Goodbye Earl.
I've been
a huge fan
of country music like my whole life.
And Landslide. But I don't know that I could name another
Cowboy
Chick song.
Take
and one
me
of those.
Away? There's Your Trouble.
Cowboy Take Me. I don't know that I've got lyrics on that one outside of the.
Yeah, so like I love the country
you
life. You know, I used to be a camp counselor and I used to go to like a day camp that was on a farm.
And just like the legacy of racism, not bothersome to you, Thea?
No, of course it is.
And the exclusion of people of color. Do you like Maren Morris?
I love Maren Morris.
Not that she's representative of any
no,
of
she's
that.
The
I
opposite.
Think she actually is
that, she's
doing
actually,
some work to
you're right.
clean that world
Her and
up.
Casey Musgraves. Yeah.
Is she considered country? Yes. I gotta tell you, talk about somebody who I think is as boring as a rock. Get her out of here.
Yeah, no, I love Maren Morris. I love Kelsey Ballerini.
I like to hear everyone like talking about how turn the light on makes them cry or turn the light off.
I'm not a big like male country fan. Like I'm more like the women in country.
Not Garth?
You know, I've never really gotten into Garth. I liked Tim McGraw for a minute when I was younger.
Well, he's quite racist, didn't he? He just passed.
No, that's Toby Keith. Tim McGraw was in The Blind Side.
Was he the one who was in The Blind Side? He's very sexy.
He's so sexy. And he loved Faith Hill when she had braces.
And he's married to Trisha Yearwood?
Faith Hill.
I've watched Trisha Yearwood's cooking show for quite some time.
I just think it's interesting. Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's always called to me, like, living on a farm, having goats. Cows.
Do you like the Pioneer Woman? Seems I know a lot about the country music like, world through the lens of the Food Network.
Like, what's going on? Well, you know that the Pioneer Woman, her family was one of the...
Is related to the McBees?
No. Her family is related to... is a descendant of the families that took over the Osage land.
Did she have to issue an apology?
I don't think so.
A few months ago.
It kind of flew under the radar.
I don't know if I'm aligned with the Pioneer Woman.
She's a big fan of Bravo.
No, I love that I'm... I love that I'm instantly like, I'm sure she apologized and is doing everything she can to right those wrongs. I don't know.
Oh, no. No. But yeah, so I love country music. So that's another reason why I'm very excited about Beyonce.
What are we talking about?
Well, that's
about?
Another reason I'm so into Beyonce, like in this album specifically, is because I'm like, this is like...
I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me when you talk about Beyonce. It feels like you're not with me in the right way.
I'm with you.
Azul, are you with me, to quote the woman herself?
I'm with you. Like, I went to her show. Not the show. The movie.
It was like, I went by myself. You did that Renaissance World Tour. Look, and I was very proud of you.
Like, I listened to her all the time.
Yeah, but probably like crazy amount.
No, I listened to One Plus One. Like, I love that song.
Single Ladies.
I don't like Single Ladies. I don't like Single Ladies.
I mean, who does?
Yeah, I like her. I like love Beyonce. I won't talk about her though if it upsets you.
No, you can. It just doesn't. It feels like you're trying to prove something instead of it being true.
I'm not.
And I guess you are.
Yes, I am. Exactly. Like, I don't know what else I can do
except simply love her. What do you want?
I'm like, I love her. I just don't know every single thing there is to know about her. But I also am not like that with anyone, really. I know a little about a lot.
Except Shania? Seems you know a lot about
I know
about
nothing
her.
About Shania. The only thing I know is, like, I like her music. And her I husband left her for her best friend.
I feel you could probably rattle off more details to me about, like, Sydney Sweeney than you could Beyonce.
That's not true.
Really?
I don't know Sydney
okay,
Sweeney's
well, good.
Parents.
I'm glad to hear
I don't
that.
Know where Sydney Sweeney's from. I know nothing about her.
Or I'm just thinking, you know a lot about celebrity. I'll tell you one person you probably know more than you know about Beyonce.
Who?
And I'll give it
Who?
To you. What's her name?
You don't even know her name?
Really struggling. Brooklyn Beckham? Is that her name? Or is that him? That's him, his wife.
Nicola Peltz Beckham?
Is that her? That's
not her name.
So I might be thinking of somebody
yeah,
else's
Yeah, so you're
wife.
Thinking of someone else.
What's Justin Bieber's wife's
Hailey
name?
Hailey Bieber?
You know a lot about her?
I know she's like, I think Billy Baldwin's daughter or Stephen Baldwin. See, one of the Baldwins. I don't know that much. I'm telling you, I don't know anything about anything. Like, I just know what I know.
You know you like Beyonce and you know a lot about the housewives.
I know I like Beyonce. I know her mom was a hairdresser. They had a salon. Her dad was her manager.
Oh,
she has a sister.
What's her sister?
Solange.
What's Solange's son's name?
See, that's where I drop out. I don't know.
Dear Jules, how dare you?
Okay, I know her bodyguard's name is Julius.
Okay. What's your favorite Beyonce album now?
The one with...
Well, the one?
No, the...
What
no,
is this, a Friends no, episode?
The one, I forget the name of it. The album cover is like...
Oh my
I know.
God.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so angry.
I know.
My blood is
boiling. I know.
Boiling.
I'm so sorry.
To hear the one.
The one.
Oh my God. Why is this taking so long? What songs are on it?
Four is my favorite album.
Come up with a number? Why is it called that?
Because it's her fourth album.
It's her favorite number.
Oh. Okay. Is it not 1, 2, 3? Oh, it's her fifth.
It is also her fifth. It's her fifth studio album.
Right.
No, wait. No. It's her fourth studio
oh,
album.
I was counting the B-Day Deluxe Edition.
B-Day Deluxe Edition.
Now, B-Day is my second favorite album.
And yet you claim to always be streaming Lemonade. I mean, Renaissance.
Well, then Renaissance is my third favorite album. My least favorite is The Lion King.
Well, that doesn't really count as a Beyonce album.
Okay, well, I'm just looking at Beyonce on Spotify, and that's what popped up. I really like Sweet Dreams.
All right. That's a great
See,
song.
See, like, I was a big Destiny's Child girl. Is this okay. a Beyonce podcast?
Well, I don't know like that we've talked about girls you. At all. To hear the one and
I knew it
to
was
not
a
even
number.
Land on a song.
I knew it was a number.
At least it didn't take you that long to get to
like
Beyonce.
School in Life is one of my favorite mm-hmm. songs.
Yeah. Okay.
Dance for You. I don't like Run the World.
It's a great song to perform live. It's not
I was here.
Anything anyone should be listening
Four
to.
Four is definitely my favorite album, the one I revisit the most.
Four is an amazing album and it's underappreciated.
But I won't talk about her. If it upsets you.
You can talk about her. It doesn't come from a place of sincerity, unfortunately.
Oh my God. Yeah, but I think I would talk about Taylor Swift like this, too.
I think, honestly, hard-pressed, I might know more about Taylor Swift than you do.
I agree. See, that's what I mean. Like, I just...
I also had to tell you the concept of the number... the fifth song on all of
you
her
did.
Albums. You were like, I've never heard of that.
You
and
did.
I was like, what? How could you not
that's
know
because,
that?
That's because, like, I don't know that. I don't get that deep into stuff.
Do you have a favorite track five, even? Wow.
Dear John? Is that track five?
It is, but oof.
No, that's the only one I knew it was track five. Yeah.
It's not everyone. Although, you know, I'm a Speak Now girl. That's my favorite Taylor Swift album.
Yeah, you are a Speak Now girly.
Followed by 1989.
I'm a folklore
girl. I like her
girl.
More popular work.
I
okay, let's get back to
Sorry.
Girls. Speaking of something I don't want to talk about,
oh,
Taylor
speaking
Swift.
Speaking of Taylor, the last song I was listening to was The Archer.
I love that song.
I love
song.
That song, too. I just want to talk about Beyonce you know with you. I just, I can tell it bothers you.
You can.
No, I can tell it
no,
upsets
you. Can.
You.
It doesn't upset me. It's just you just have to know what I'm thinking in my head, which is I don't think that she really loves her as much as I do.
Well, I don't.
Right.
And I'm not.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. I just got a crazy notification. Diddy's home was raided. Both of them. Both of his houses were raided by the feds.
Because of his.
Sex trafficking allegations.
Yeah. Well.
That.
Rotten hell.
Yeah.
To quote
That's a castle that will crumble.
Brittany. What the hell is her
Who?
Name? Brittany. Rotten hell.
Oh,
Jax,
Brittany Taylor. Brittany Couchy. Brittany Cartwright.
That's not. Okay. Yes. I was like, is that her name?
I know all three of her potential names, but I don't know Taylor Swift's track fives.
No.
I know a lot Dear about John, Bravo. I'm... Like, that's where I like get a lot of my knowledge.
You definitely know more about Bravo than I
yeah.
do, for sure. Although I don't know about that. I'd love to get a metric by which we could quiz that.
Yeah.
I guess a
I
quiz.
I just don't like generally like fat, like just basic information.
You just generally don't know facts? Is that
I don't know.
Saying?
You know what? We need to move on.
We have
we
to
have
talk about
girls.
Girls
in 46 minutes. Continue.
In episode, what?
We did the synopsis already. Okay. This is what happens when we record for an hour before.
Yeah.
This is what you get.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. So we were talking about girls. We gave our sort of general thoughts on the episode. Mm-hmm. And, oh, I was going to say, this is an episode I did like about this one because it does seem to have a bit of a connective thread that it focuses on all of these little secrets the girls are keeping throughout the episode.
Yeah.
So let's start with Shoshana. She's out with Jessa, and she runs into Matt, her camp friend. Who's played by Skylar Astin. Of course, he was on Pitch Perfect. He was in Pitch Perfect, but I know him as one of the original cast members of Spring Awakening.
Mm-hmm.
A show I loved and which introduced me to my love of my problematic fave, Lea Michele.
I've never watched Pitch Perfect.
Well, I'm talking about the Broadway musical Spring Awakening. I've only seen Pitch Perfect 1. I can't believe that became like
and
a
it was
cinematic.
Like, no, and it was like taking over the world.
And remember when we just let Anna Kendrick like dance around with those cups
those
and everyone
cups
was throwing
songs.
Things around?
No, and that was like a party trick too. People like, I can do the Anna Kendrick cups. I'm like, please.
I heard to hear that song at several parties and I was so disgusted. I was like, turn it off, please. Just because we're drinking out of solo cups doesn't mean we want to hear this.
No, I
want to
hear Don't Be Tardy in honor of solo cups. I don't want to hear this song.
I thought you were going to say School in Life or at least some Beyonce.
No, Tardy for the Party just rolled right off my tongue.
1+1? Anybody?
Sweet dreams.
What did you think of Matt?
Matt was just like such a familiar person to me. Like, he just strikes me as,
I've had sex with like 97 Matt.
For sure. For sure.
When he popped on camera, I was like, I fucked him like last week, 8 years mm-hmm. ago, 10 days ago. Like,
he's
Matt.
He's such
is,
a Matt. Like,
Matt's in my, he's like my once and future king. Like, that's, he's my past, my present, my future. Like, I'm going to fuck five more Matts mm-hmm. in my lifetime.
Probably
like,
more than five.
Everybody's had a Matt.
Everyone's like, had a Matt. Everyone.
And just that overeager sort of dummy. Mm-hmm. Just the fucking
just
best
ready to
worst.
He's just ready to fuck.
When they were watching that movie. Now, we have also received, speaking of shows, a lot of alarming news. Like, beep, 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 beep. Breaking news. The Baggage is a real show. When I tell you, like, multiple people were screaming at me in the DMs, like, what the fuck? Did you not watch Baggage? And I was like, it was on for one season.
I thought it was a fake show for this show.
And I'm like, look, reboot it. I want it to exist. That's it. I want to get my eyes on it. Reboot the show. I'll host
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Honestly, you should.
I won't be a contestant. Yeah, I could say things are unbelievable, like Jerry Springer. No, I'm upset I revealed my baggage on this podcast.
I know, it's something you and I can't stop talking about.
Ever since we revealed it, things are coming into like a sharper focus in my life, honestly, yeah. in more ways than like therapy have been able to help.
It's like that scene in Grey's Anatomy where Hans, like, I couldn't see the trees.
You mean when she discovered it was her, she's a lesbian?
Yeah, and she was like crying and she was like, it's like I got glasses. That's how I feel about our baggage.
Insane. Looking my shopping addiction in the eyes.
And ignoring it, kind of. Like, looking
well,
it in
I'm
the eyes
I'm almost 48
and just...
hours sober. Let's be clear. I have not ordered anything in 48 hours.
Okay.
I am returning something tomorrow, though.
That's sure where it's going to... You're going to relapse.
It's all going to go downhill.
Please keep me posted, because I've also been, I believe, 48 hours. No, that's not
true.
You
bought something yesterday.
That's not true. Yeah. That's not true. Okay, yeah, no. Correct. Never mind.
I am like chasing the high of all the packages I received on Saturday.
Oh.
In which I had to open packages for like 4 hours. Like
it's
it was
the
like
best.
I just sat in bed with them all around
all
me,
the
luxuriating
and
them.
The plastics and the
And I did then throw away a lot of clothing to make room for.
Did you actually purge?
Okay, well, purging would mean they left this home.
Where are they?
But they did move out of this room.
To where?
Another closet.
Oh, so you didn't get rid of them. You were simply just moving them from one closet to another.
They moved to another closet in the home I've captured for myself.
Oh, my God.
To fill with other trinkets and goodies.
I thought you were, like, donating.
No.
Wow, okay. Because at least I do that every once in a while.
No, no, no. I have donated. Guys, I want everyone to know I've donated, okay? Like, it's just some sweaters. Basically, all
you're
I did
moving
was,
your
like,
winter clothes.
Move my closet around.
You're making room for your summer clothes. I just did that.
No, no, no. But I did donate some things. I did. I want everyone to know I did donate some stuff. Because I donated some stuff today. Not as much as I would have wanted. But I think what's going to happen is like next winter when I go to move them back, I'm going to have bought more sweaters and not move some of those back.
Okay.
So it's going to be a process. Okay. But I have taken over another closet. And a rack for books, like a new bookshelf.
That's, I support that.
Just for various
I support like any literary
bottles.
Endeavor. So like if you want to buy, if, do we have like... Any shopping is a relapse, or is it like...
Yes.
Okay, any. Even if it's books.
Yeah, and of course, you know, I'm buying albums left and right for this speaker. What's it called?
A vinyl record player?
This vinyl.
What have you purchased recently?
Well, your favorite Beyonce album. That one.
The one.
That... All right, back to Shosh. So they're watching a movie on the couch, and he's talking about how his leg is getting a cramp. Has any straight man ever pulled this one on you? Just like, I'm going to put my leg on you?
Yes, of course they have.
I hated seeing his little boner in his
It
jeans.
Was so upsetting. Because
I've
it was also
never seen it sit like that.
So, like, perked up.
Yeah. Like, wouldn't it just run down your thigh?
No.
The way he was sitting?
No, if it's a boner, don't you know, you have a penis. Why are you asking
me?
I
think mine, I'm gonna have to work on that science later. I think it would go down your thigh. Why would it sit up like that?
Well, I think it's also just like to show us that he has a boner. Like, I don't know if it's like real.
I don't. It certainly wasn't real. That it was so lumpy.
It was the jeans.
Yeah. It looked like they literally just stuffed a sock in there. Like they
did.
For a show that will later give major prop work to what semen looks like.
Yeah.
They did not put their best foot forward in terms of what a boner looks like, in my opinion.
That is correct.
And so they start having sex. Did you like when he says, I really like eating
pussy? No, I wanted to throw up. You know my thoughts. It is so just, fucking sick. Like,
don't nobody go
no,
down
No, and
there.
To watch her be disgusted by it, I was like,
I don't know that she was disgusted.
She literally said, ew.
I think that is just not, that's got to be a strange first experience to have.
Oh, for sure.
Like, that isn't, not having a vagina, I can't imagine that being, like, the first thing that's done to you.
Yeah.
But I think that's, I guess, nice. It's a nice entryway. Mm-hmm. And she's sort of like, let's just have sex. And then she admits she's a virgin because she wants to mourn him, and he's disgusted. He's like, I'll have sex with you once you've had sex. And I'm hashtag team Matt.
Interesting. For what reason?
I have no interest in having sex with a virgin.
I don't either. But for the reasons he said.
I thought that was rude. Okay. But I think that is all of our reasons at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You bleed and you get attached, you know?
I don't know if that's how that works.
Well, that's what he said.
Okay.
That's what Matt said. I didn't say it. Again, why am I getting in trouble for what these men are saying?
Because you're defending them.
I didn't defend Matt.
You get on here and you start talking crazy.
And defend these men. And you know what I'm going to say about Adam later.
Well, Adam doesn't have a bad... Well,
actually, I don't think he behaved that well this episode.
He didn't, but he redeemed himself in the end.
I don't know that he did, given... I don't think he did. I think he will redeem himself in a few weeks.
Okay.
But I don't think he redeemed himself here.
Okay.
So there's really actually not that much to talk about with Shosh.
No.
Are we recording this?
Okay. Yeah, we are.
Thank God.
We are.
I don't know if we should be, but we are. So let's get into Jessa. She's struggling with, like, the concept of work, which I appreciated when she's like, I mean, you just have to keep going, and I don't know if I'm going to want to go tomorrow. She's
That's
like,
so
I'm
real.
Fine with it today, but tomorrow, like...
So real.
I do appreciate that we sort of see that she is good at her job, and the kids do like her when they're walking home from school, and she has the cute thing about cigarettes
I liked
with
that.
The little girl. And then they run into Jeff and Terry.
These two
bozos.
Yeah, these two, in the words of
Mama
yeah,
Tina
thank
would
you,
say.
I was going to say, in the words of Tina.
In the words of Mama T, bozos.
Bozos.
Running around the streets of New York, mm-hmm. looking to impregnate some young, fertile women. And they see Jessa.
Mm-hmm. They and were starstruck.
The kids air him out when they're like, you don't have a job.
Mm-hmm. And Terry went to rehab.
Yeah. He was in, where was he? Palm Springs?
Yeah, he was like on vacation.
Yeah, no, and they're like, rehab!
Yeah, I like these kids.
For the most part. I didn't care for them at the park.
No, they were acting naughty.
Yeah, and then we get a line from Terry about how she's got the face of Bridget Bardot and the ass of Rihanna. And to that I say, how dare they, like, besmirch Rihanna in this way. Now, I've never gotten my eyes on Jess's ass. It's just not that important to me. But I just think Rihanna's probably got a better ass. But then Rihanna isn't really someone whose ass we think
yeah.
about.
She just, I just think so she has a know. Tight little ass, like Jess's.
Or a tight little body.
Mm-hmm. Like Jess's.
But I am going to say, and this is, I'm going to throw caution to the wind and just say, I bet Rihanna's ass is better than Jemima Kirk's.
I believe that.
Just going to throw that out there.
No, I believe that.
So they're at the playground, and we get, of course, this sort of white savior thing. And this is, to me, something that the show would have been critiqued for, not recognizing that the show is making fun of Jessa. Mm-hmm. this idea that Jessa thinks she's the same as them. Like, you're meant to think that this scene is funny, but I was just chatting with my friend Kirsten and about Girls and Gilmore Girls to some extent, mm-hmm. about how shows created by women aren't often given their due in terms of the writers doing things on purpose. So it's like, oh my God, she's so unlikable. Well, that is
That's the point.
Like, Rory is meant to be unlikable for seasons of Gilmore Girls, but people think it happened by accident. Right. But no, Amy Sherman-Palladino was telling a story of a young girl who's ripped and sort of torn between the world of privilege and her mom. And the further she floats towards the privilege is more realistic, but we are meant to feel some discomfort mm-hmm. there. Jessa in this scene is not right. The way she's treating these women in terms of her identification with them, but also saying, like, I'll take a pay cut in solidarity with you all is batshit insane. But I think it comes off better now in our sort of post-2020 world in which we've gotten better at critiquing sort of whiteness mm-hmm. than it did then.
Yeah.
And that's the smartest thing you're going to hear me say in this episode.
Yeah, I have cosign.
And the kids, they run away and they're hiding in
the gazebo.
Like, underneath gazebo. And I was just like, shut the fuck up. This is
these bad little kids. Naughty.
Who are they? Who are these? The Scavo kids? Get them out of here.
They are. Oh my God. They were acting like such little Scavos.
No, they're not that bad.
But in the moment, they were little Scavos.
No one's as bad as those fucking Scavo kids.
When they played in that pool.
Remember when Lynette had that, when Tom had that other baby on Lynette and that crazy woman came to town, his mistress? That show was out of control.
I got to revisit immediately.
that show. God, I love it. Then we see Jeff and I don't know what the mom's name is, Catherine Hahn, come home. Mm-hmm. And they're being sort of flirty with one another. And you can tell they're about to fuck. Mm-hmm. And then the kids are like, mommy, daddy, like, we're still awake. And they're so annoying.
No, these parents were pissed. They were like, okay. She literally looked at him and was like, hey, I guess this isn't happening now.
But then I also felt like, wow, you get such a window into their marriage that the kids aren't really being that annoying before she's like, okay, sleep in mom and dad's bed. Like, you'd think they were having a tantrum. Mm-hmm. They're just sort of like, no, we don't want to go to sleep. She did not want to fuck Jeff, and I don't blame her. She's been using these kids as a sexual crutch. I was like, cripple? That's not the right word.
Yeah, you were like close there.
I was like, she's not sexually crippled. That's not the right word. A sexual crutch to hide from Jeff and his nasty ways.
His nasty wiener.
Yeah, I don't think Jeff is dicking her down, do you?
No, he's no Matt. Just kidding.
I don't think Matt's
no, Matt's like doing like the jackrabbit, like where he's just like thinking it feels really good and like it's not feeling good.
Yeah, Matt is a little sicko when he's like Long Island. They say city girls are hotter than Long Island girls. It's like, sir, you're between my thighs.
Yeah, he's please. Like, I love pussy. It's like, oh my God. Like,
okay, yeah, he is a pro, like baby Mr. Pussy. Remember him?
Unfortunately.
That sicko.
That licking his lips, like
eating those oysters.
So disgusting.
What a fun character. And
Mr. Pussy?
I would have loved to have seen just that actor's auditions because he has no lines. He just has to lick for the whole episode. Like,
so
did they just
disgusting.
See a bunch of actors come in, like, and all the like ADR I'm sure they had to do to get those noises?
So sick.
Absolutely disgusting. Love Charlotte. And then I have written here, we get another strange Jessa and Jeff scene, but I don't remember that there is a scene between
them.
There is
when she takes the kids to bed and she's like, I used to be like the little girls in Runaway and tell lies.
Oh, and she says, and tell lies, like my mother and I get neither of us can do a good Jessa. I sounded like Mary Poppins.
Sounded crazy.
like a spoonful of sugar. like.
And he's like, I bet you were a good little girl.
Yeah, I hope my daughters turn out exactly like you. Like, Jeff, you're telling me this isn't what Jeff is thinking?
No, now it is. Now it is. I was trying to give Jeff the benefit of the doubt.
He's literally looking at her like
you're
oh,
the mother
fuck
of my children.
I bet my daughters turn out exactly like you.
Ew! Men are so fucking disgusting. Like, I'm so upset.
Literally talking about his children while like ogling this young woman.
I hate it.
I did appreciate, I guess, whatever the opposite of, like, giving someone a sobriety, like, thumbs up is to that Jessa gives Terry when she says, don't give up before the miracle.
Oh, is that what that was about?
Well, I think what she's saying is like, stay on drugs, basically, until you have some good experience.
Oh, wow. I had a very different reading of that whole moment.
What did you think she meant?
I thought she was talking about his job.
He doesn't have a job.
To find a job.
Oh, no. I think she meant drugs because she's talking to Terry.
Oh, she was?
Who just got home from rehab. Yeah, she says, Terry, don't give up before the miracle.
Wow.
And so I think she's saying, like, keep going until you have, like, a great experience. Because we know at this point Jessa is really into substances.
Correct. Okay.
So that's sort of Jessa and Jeff. So they're spiraling down. But I'm glad you're getting more on my side that Jeff is a sicko.
He's disgusting. And I'm pissed we have to see him again.
Oh, at least 2 to 3 more times.
Mm-hmm. We're spending more time with Jeff than we were with Dr. Robert.
We saw more of Jeff in this episode than we saw Marnie.
So true.
So speaking of Marnie, instead of a Marnie storyline this episode, we sort of follow Charlie and by proxy Ray. Mm-hmm. And they're building Marnie a coffee table. I did love the line when she says it's like, it's in the style of something from Restoration Hardware.
That's so Marnie.
Oh, and it's so 2012. Mm-hmm. Is Restoration Hardware still around? I'm sure it is, but it's got to be less popular than it once was.
I don't know.
It's like Anthropology. It's just like gone off a cliff. Like, you know how like people used to really be in Anthropology?
Yeah.
But I don't think anyone goes there anymore, do they?
I do.
Just don't hear anyone talking about it. What the hell are you buying at Anthropology?
I bought really cute
not the clothes.
Chair cushions.
You're buying that hippy-dippy shit in there?
And, like, I buy some of their, like, dishware.
I thought you were going to say, like, bath bombs and, like, tea towels. Like, who knows what's in there? I fucking hate that store.
Okay.
But I used to love to go into the one in Baltimore.
It's just beautiful in there.
See the nonsensical things in my 20s. But now
I worked at Restoration Hardware.
Did you? Did you like it?
No,
there?
I quit after 3 weeks.
Why?
It was the worst job I've ever had. It was horrible. I was shoved in the back.
Worse than running the bridal account at Betches when everyone hated you?
that was hell. I would get the hate mail. It was the craziest experience.
This bitch. I'd see the comments like, this bitch isn't even fucking engaged. No,
like they hated me. Like, they had no sense of humor about themselves, period. And anyway, so I was in the back of Restoration Hardware, and I worked, like, in the stock room, and, like, I had to run out swatches to people.
Isn't everything there basically shipped to you once you leave?
Not, like, the pillows, and, like, a lot of the stuff in the stock room was, like, to bring out to show, like, people, if they were ordering like pillows or couches, you would show them like, this is the fabric, this is the color.
And you were just responsible for getting the swatches. You weren't even talking to the
correct
people. You were just the swatch.
And I also had to work the phones and was cussed the fuck out by this man. And
the people calling Restoration Hardware, I can't imagine are in a good mood.
It was horrible. This man called.
The only people who have to be in a worse mood would be the customer service people at Wayfair who must be getting it left and right.
Well, they were probably getting it during COVID, during that whole kidnapping.
Sex.
Yeah. So I'll never forget. I got a call once and this guy ordered like $45,000 worth of furniture for his outdoor patio up in Michigan, like in up north. And it didn't come on time. And he was screaming.
Well, then this is on you guys.
No, it 100% was on whoever took the order and did it. It was not me. I was like, I'm just the swatch girl. Like, I started crying because I was like, I get why he's upset. He's got a party.
He goes, dabbing your eye with like a velvet swatch.
Literally like a suede taupe swatch. Yeah, it was so bad. And then I no called, no showed and just never went back.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then I went back to Bare Minerals.
I accept. Fuck me. Did you work at a Yankee Candle?
No,
too?
I worked at Bare Minerals for like 3.5 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
I'm sure. Did you think you were really stepping up in the world when you left Bare Minerals for Restoration Hardware?
I did, and then
you
I went back.
Left
they
like,
were in the same mall.
Fuck all of you. We'll never see. I'll never see you fuckers again at Bare Minerals
were,
3 weeks later.
I
guys.
Turned back up. Well, and they were in the same mall too. So like, whenever the Restoration Hardware people would like walk by the store, Bare Minerals, they would like look at me and glare because I just never called them.
Then you had to put those that head between your legs. Is that the phrase?
Tail?
Your head between your legs.
Tail.
Your tail, tail between your. Yeah, your head between your legs would be quite a strange way to re-enter a space.
And then I thought I could be a real estate agent. I've really gone through a lot.
Yeah, I've really only had one career and a few stray jobs.
That's great.
And then whatever we find ourselves doing here.
Yelling into the mic for
wherever this fits
69
on my resume.
Minutes.
Who even fucking knows what's
we're talking
happening?
About Charlie.
And we got through Restoration Hardware, so 1 second of his storyline. Ray is there pointing out Marnie's flaws, and he goes on quite a strange monologue of like, she needs to be fucked and whipped. And I was like, what the literal fuck is Ray talking
about? I would,
about?
Like, if I...
I couldn't believe Charlie didn't more defend
That's
her.
What I was thinking. Like, if my boyfriend ever, like, let someone talk about but me I like that, I'd be like, what the fuck?
But I bet that is what men are up to. If they're not trying to impregnate
they
you, they're talking
whip
about
us?
Whipping you in a corner. Honestly, welcome to America. That's America for you.
I'm so upset.
Thank you for saying that, Mama, for spilling. Because Could that, is, ma- that
mama.
Is Trump's America. For spilling because you're getting impregnated or you're getting whipped. And that's America. Just you got Ray or you got Jeff.
Oh, my God.
And you want to give shit to Adam. He's
honestly,
a real
I think that's maybe
I've
why I was so
show.
Kind to him this episode because I just saw these other bozos.
Yeah. So they're snooping around and they would I did have a laugh though when he found Hannah's underwear and he thought they were crotchless.
I died.
And his transition of
oh, they're holes.
Just holes.
That's happened to me before with a guy.
Well, men's underwear famously is Jerry Seinfeld.
No, it was
said,
mine.
You know, I do fall asleep to Seinfeld.
But I didn't know there was a hole in it.
Did you try to, like, say they were crotchless?
No, I didn't say
did
anything.
Just have
I moved
to rock
on,
with
moved
it?
On like, quickly.
Were you in the middle of the throes of sex, or was he just going through your panty drawer?
We were in the throes.
Was the hole easy access? Was it at least in a good place?
It was, like, I don't know.
It wasn't not.
It was just
it
one, like, I didn't even notice, like, when I put on, you know?
How could you not notice your underwear had
I don't
a
know,
big
Chris.
Ass hole
I don't
it?
Know.
Now, I will say, I did recently put, like, my boxers on, and I very rarely wear boxers, but I put them on backwards, uh-huh. And I did, again, now, I did become aware of a hole in the back there, and I was like, why is there a hole back of these? And not once did it occur to me until, like, 3 hours later that I was like, oh.
They're backwards.
They're simply on backwards, and that flap's got to be up front.
Yeah, that's actually a really crazy concept.
A flap to, like, whip your dick
out? Kind of. Like, it's just kind of crazy.
What do you mean?
Like, I know when I'm wearing, like, my shapewear, like, mm-hmm. I have a hole in my shapewear and that I have to, like,
right.
peel open to pee.
Yeah, so how is
no,
that different?
No, but that's the thing is, like, it's the same.
You think that's crazy, too?
And I think it's just, like, a weird action to do. Like, it makes sense. I understand it. But it just feels odd.
What are we talking about?
We've been recording for so long, hours and hours. Brian's going to murder us.
Oh, he's going to beat our asses. He's going to ask for a raise. He's not going to get one, but he's going to ask.
He's going to ask.
It's going to be a tough conversation. It is. Maybe we should just sit B down soon for just a performance review. Just get to what's what with him.
It would. So, the roles would reverse very quickly.
I feel like I would then give you somehow end up giving you a performance review, and then Brian would just like hang up and mm-hmm. leave. And then we'd all be crying, or he will. He although no, Brian to me seems like a crier.
He's a Cancer,
for sure. You know, what I figured out was a Cancer recently. Not as a complete aside. And I was going to ask you, who do you think I'm talking about? Because and however could you land there? But it was one Portia Williams, because I could not land on what her sign was.
She's a Cancer?
She's a Cancer, which makes no sense to me.
Nothing has ever made
except
less
except for
sense.
After she had baby PJ and she put that like, was postpartum.
That yeah, was that's like just postpartum. Giving birth.
Just that's
becoming
just,
a mother.
Know, yeah, life being flipped upside down.
Oh my God.
Wouldn't have seen that for her. Portia
Williams.
Is Williams her maiden name? Yeah, we met Cordell. Her as Stewart. Then
oh,
we met
yeah,
Williams.
Yeah. Williams is her.
Then she went Kabadia.
Yeah, she's a Williams.
She back to Williams. Then hopefully soon she'll be McKinley, you know?
Dennis.
Why I know Dennis's last name.
Chris, Charlie, and Ray go through their drawers.
Excuse me?
Girls.
Oh, I thought you meant their drawers like their underwear. I was like, I don't remember that scene where they just went through their own underwear.
Well, they did go through their underwear. They went through Hannah's.
They went through Hannah's underwear. I thought you meant like their own.
Like, this is such a weird, fucked up thing to do. But Charlie was saying don't do it, but he was in there too.
I would be so upset I would feel so violated if I found that someone went through my underwear drawer, even more than reading my diary.
I think about all those times I'm room raiders when they would go through underwear drawers, and like, it's just upsetting.
I just flashed like 97 things. What was the plot of Room Raiders?
They would
like,
go in people's rooms and judge.
Like their exes or their spouses?
No, there would be like a group of girls in this bus. And the guy would go in the room and he would raid their room and see
what?
Yeah, and see who's
who was
who
the
he
man
wanted.
In relationship to
no
them.
One. He wanted to see it was like whoever's room he
were they
picked,
on a why were they on a bus?
Whoever's room.
Are you
picked?
Mixing are you mixing this
no,
with
room
all
raiders? Because they kidnapped them from their house and put them on this bus. And then watch
right,
them
so
go through the
room would
house.
Also be in disarray. Yeah.
So then the guy goes through the room and then he decides who he wants to date based off of the room and what he finds.
Okay. Now, not to have another aside, but did you ever, I'm sure you watched the show
of
Next.
Of course I did.
How did that show last? Would they just get off the bus and then be like, Next? Like, what was the actual plot of the show? Like, how did it last for 30 minutes?
I just remember them always going Next, Next, Next.
But did they go on, like...
They went on dates.
Did we follow the date mm-hmm. if they said yes to mm-hmm. someone? So there was no pre-action. Like, the episode would begin, and it would just be, like, one person outside the bus and three people mm-hmm. on it. Then, like, you'd stumble off the bus and just hear, Next! Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
It's terrible. It's no baggage.
No. I'm sure baggage was lovely and kind. So they're snooping through and they find Hannah's diary and Ray is reading it and he's being very coy. And we find out that ultimately Charlie did read it. And the episode ends with the girls all at Ray and Charlie's show. We hear earlier the song they're singing. What did you think of Where Are You Going?
In those
kids. Now, is that based off of a real song?
I don't.
Isn't there a song that goes like in your head?
Oh.
Did I make that up?
I don't know.
Or am I just thinking of in those
I kids? I think you're just thinking of in those kids.
In those kids.
Does Marnie wear kids?
I think the song was about Ray's girl.
Oh.
Because he said, do you understand the song to Charlie? And he said, yeah, it's about you following a girl who's wearing kids.
Oh, okay. It's but a
maybe,
terrible
maybe
song.
She got.
Terrible. They have
so
no
they
stage presence.
That when, if you want to have a laugh, you go back and you watch Ray playing what looked
the
like
banjos.
A pair of plastic bongos.
Oh, bongos. Or,
just like Matthew McConaughey nude in that apartment. Uh-huh. He's so into
it. He's like, there's this one part where he like goes like this on it. Like he like rubs it and it just like makes me laugh.
Yeah, he looked like me rubbing my record machine to make noises. Oh my. Like, wicka, wicka, wicka. And it's like Joni Mitchell's Blue. It's like, that's not going to get you anything over there, sir. And so they finish in those kids, mm-hmm. and we find out they're going to be performing a musical version of the diary. The song is entitled Hannah's Diary.
Mm-hmm. And then Shush goes, that's a great name for a song.
Would you like to hear it again?
Please.
How does it feel to date a man with a vagina? Doesn't she want to feel an actual penis? Marnie has to stop whining and break up with him already. Of course it'll be painful, but she's already in so much agony, stuck in a prison of his kindness. Just because someone's kind doesn't make them right. Better to end it now. Cut off the limb and let the stump heal. He'll find someone else who appreciates his smothering love.
Oh, my God.
I loved it.
I mean, it's beautifully written.
Talk about Don't Quit Before the Miracle. Talk about kudos, mama.
Kudos, mama. She spilled. Thank you for spilling or whatever. That's
yeah. Charlie spilled.
Charlie spilled.
And so did Marnie when she threw that drink at Hannah mm-hmm. and said, you bitch.
You bitch. Now, obviously, it's like the toothpaste can't go back in the tube.
This is very Sagittarius behavior, okay? I don't know what Charlie's sign is, but to perform a musical version of basically you breaking up with someone is something I absolutely would
And do. When Ray takes the book and he just sets it gently down on the bongos and looks right at Hannah like, it's right here.
Yeah.
Now, I understand Marnie's why she's upset with Hannah, but at the same time, it's like, this is her diary.
Absolutely not. I would strangle someone to death for write. If you as your friend, I don't know how I'm going to tell a story.
Go ahead.
No, I'm going to change the names to protect the guilty.
Oh.
No, I had a friend. Not a close friend. But a friend. And she was cheating on her boyfriend. Okay. And let's put that over there.
Okay. And you knew.
I knew. And a lot of people knew. Okay. Like three of us.
Okay.
Okay. When I tell you, now this is back in the days of Snapchat. Okay. And that was the literal only place I would ask her about this. That was not in person. And I also wouldn't be like, I have, yeah, fuck the your other guy recently on Snapchat. I would like, say like, oh, how are things? I would literally just say like, how are things going in like a video or like something because it disappeared. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, you didn't put anything in writing.
Right.
The way her boyfriend found out was one of her other friends texted her about it and he looked at her phone. Now, I have never been so angry at someone I didn't. Now, I don't know this.
You don't know the friend who texted.
My friend's friend. I wanted to reach out to her and strangle her through my own phone because I was like, how fucking, like, dumb are you? Like, when someone tells you something, when you're holding secrets, you do not put them in writing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, to me, is a part of the friend code. You don't put it in the diary. You don't put it in the text. You gossip about it with other people behind their backs. But you don't. What you don't do is you don't put it in writing. Okay? It's terrible. So, no, I do blame Hannah for this. Like, why the fuck, if I tell you the innermost workings of my relationship and my feelings, are you writing it in your diary?
Because Hannah has to live with that and see it all
Marnie
the time.
Marnie has to stop whining and break up with him already. Of course, it'll be painful, but she's already in so much agony, stuck in a prison of his kindness. Just because someone's kind doesn't mean they're right. Better to end it now, cut off the limb, and let the stump heal?
It's not great.
To write that in your fucking diary? Hannah's such a fucking bitch. I would have thrown that drink even, like, the fact that it was only on her, like, top, I would have...
Downed her.
I don't even want to tell you what I would know in my 20s what I would have done to Hannah. Hannah would not be on planet.
I'm just saying, like, I feel for Hannah just because it's, like, Charlie's over there probably all the time, and she's around this couple that is so fucking miserable, and, like, of course, she has to vent about it, so she's going to vent to herself in her own diary that Ray shouldn't have found and read.
Okay, look, I'm not saying Ray's right. You're confusing me if you think I'm saying Ray's right.
No, I don't think Hannah's wrong.
Ray shouldn't have had anything to find. Hannah is a bad friend for doing that. I would never forgive someone if they wrote that. And I guess I'm putting everybody on fucking high alert here. If you've got a diary,
don't worry about you.
Keep me the fuck out of it.
Wow.
If you're even talking about your therapist, like if I tell you something and I find out you tell your therapist, okay? I believe in... Like the vault, okay? It's a code.
Okay. I just think if it's in your fucking house all the time and Marnie mm-hmm. doesn't shut the fuck up about it, like you can write to yourself about it.
How does it feel to date a man with a vagina? This isn't just like Marnie's annoyed with her boyfriend sometime. This is cruel.
Well, Hannah's also, in like her writer bag. Also, like she thinks she's
also,
like...
Also, Charlie is her friend too. Like, she's known Charlie as long as she's known Marnie. So to even write, like, doesn't she want to feel an actual penis? This is cool to, like, your friend. Like, Hannah's such a fucking bitch. I'm getting, like, angry the longer I think about this. How fucking dare she write this about Charlie, a nice man who spent his weekend making them a restoration hardware
and he took
table
it with
out of
him.
Trash he found on the street.
Yeah.
whores, as he called them in episode two.
Yeah.
Hannah's disgusting. She's honestly worse than Carrie Bradshaw.
She's really bad in this episode when she looks back at Marnie and she's like...
This is worse than anything I think Carrie did on Sex and the City. This is worse than the bullshit bagels.
Worse than cheating on Aiden?
Well, yeah, because you harmed a friend,
worse
not
than
Aiden.
What she did to
Aiden's
Natasha?
Friends to no one. Yes. Yes.
For writing in her own diary?
Friend. She harmed her best friend.
I know it's not nice, but no one was supposed to find it.
Don't. You know what? You would never have found it if it was in your fucking head, Hannah.
Tea. She spilled.
She spilled too much. No kudos for saying that, Mama.
No. No kudos. So,
well, speaking of Hannah, we start the episode with her getting a dick pic. Mm-hmm. Have you ever received an?
Of course, I have.
That was not meant for you.
No, I mean, not that I'm aware.
That was like, I have. I sent one that was not meant for the right person.
Wait, I remember that.
Yeah. Fortunately, it was to an ex-boyfriend, and we'd broken up, like, the week before.
Oh, my gosh. And, like, what did you say? Like, sorry, SRY, that wasn't meant for you? Like, what did you say to him?
I think first I threw my phone across the room and shattered it.
Yeah.
And then, like, as I did through all my 20s, and then had to, like, text through just, like, a broken screen. And then I just basically was like, yeah, you know, I'm getting back out there. You know me. I'm always like, honesty's the best policy.
You told him.
Well, what was I going to say? Oh, I meant this for you.
The way
and
I would
try
just
to play that
them.
Off. No, I was like, well, you know me. I'm always trying to keep a friendship. I think we were probably having lunch like 2 weeks from then. And so then I was like, yeah, you know, I'm getting out there. You know what it's like on these apps. And then, like, 2 days later, I mistakenly sent him, and this was honestly more mortifying. This was at the time of Red, the original release, you know, not Scooter's version.
Yeah, Scooty's version.
And I was, this is, like, before you could send someone a song on, like, Spotify. Like, I don't even know how I was listening to it. I'm sure I, like, had to have purchased it on Apple Music.
Yeah, I don't think it was on Spotify. Spotify, I don't think it existed.
This was like, so it wasn't like just like, hey, look at this song I like and just send it to someone. This was like, I typed out a message. And this is where like the wrongness and where I have learned is like, never type out a message and then send it. You
say
go
it,
to the
forget
contact
it, write
and
it, regret
type.
It.
So, you know, so I type out this whole message about the song, We Are Never Getting Back Together. Mistakenly send it to the
no,
ex.
You didn't.
2 days after sending it, 2 days after sending the dick pic. About, like, how into this song I am and how, like, it's really helping me get over him.
Oh. And, Christ.
And then send it right to him.
Oh, my God.
No, that was far more mortifying than the
honestly,
dick pic.
Honestly, 100%.
Because, first of all, it was like, I'm really relating to this Taylor Swift album, which is upsetting.
Yeah, like, so much.
And then, of course, I had to explain, like, well, of course, we are never getting back together. And... So it was like dick pic and then Taylor Swift. Terrible.
Oh my
terrible.
God.
Should girls be about me?
Honestly, this is like your documentary.
Everything I'm saying, I have like the hot, I am getting like the sweats. Like I'm more mortified now than I think I was then.
Oh my God.
And it was like a long, long message.
Oh, I believe
about,
like, it.
And like, you know me, it was like pulling out lyrics from the song. And like, that's not a song that's eaten up with like lyrical brilliance.
No, when I think of like, no.
I'm trying to even
it's like,
think
we
of
are
one
never,
lyric I could
ever,
have pulled.
Ever,
I'm sure
it was
like
together.
When she says it together, woo. Like,
yeah.
Hold on. Now, what could ever have been a lyric in that fucking song that I was like, and this means like exactly what I'm feeling.
I know, please try to find the lyric.
Oh, the whole section about he calls me up and he's like, yeah.
The, what is it?
Because there was the, like, the, well, you know, he calls me up and he's like, I still love you. And I'm like, I just mean this is exhausting. You
oh,
know?
Yeah.
Where she's sort of talking. So I was saying like, well, we've had that exact experience where he called me
blah,
and
blah,
was
blah.
Like, saying
and
I love
you.
Yeah, and I sent it to him. And of course, this was also all after I had turned down his marriage proposal.
What?
So now that I think of it, I really put this man through
It sounds like you both put yourselves through it.
Well, I mean, I declined his marriage proposal, then left that
I
left that very night. A week later, I sent him a dick pic, then I'm sending him to Taylor Swift.
Did you guys break up after you said no?
I left that night.
Okay.
I packed my stuff and was like, I got to get out of here.
How long were you dating?
This wasn't like a, let's try to be together.
How long were you dating?
Like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
But I was younger than him. Uh-huh. Like I should not have been getting married.
Yeah.
I don't want to get married. So asking me was an insane thing to do.
Was it like on one knee? Like.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Are never, ever, ever.
Did he respond?
We know email on occasion. To both, yes.
What'd he say?
Again, you know, honesty is the best policy. I was like, well, that's how I'm feeling.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure I probably replied with, like, lyrics from, like, All Too Well. Like,
oh, my God.
I was like, let's skip down the album and talk through this song.
Damn, that album probably really hit for you, like, when it came out.
Oh, it came out.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I was listening to Red.
Yeah.
Loving You was Red, you know? Where were we? Okay, so Hannah, she receives a dick pic.
She receives a dick pic.
I love when Charlie says he can smell it.
No, he's like, this dick is huge. He's like, this is a big-ass dick.
I can smell it through the phone was like the worst image I've ever heard. When he says, tell him to send you his dick, you can club a baby seal with it.
And you probably thought, yeah. With Adam Driver?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Adam Sackler, he's probably working with a little something.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
But then we cut to Hannah in another situation, okay? She's working at a law firm, and we meet her boss. We meet Rich.
God.
We meet Rich, and he's rich as a real rich.
Mm-hmm.
And he's massaging her.
Yeah.
There's no right way to get into Rich.
No, he touches them inappropriately.
And this is like a it's so funny because the show will go on long enough to have an episode later that has like an actual meditation on the sort of Me Too movement. And it's so funny how casual, do you know what episode I'm talking about from the last season? It's the one she goes and visits another writer. Spoiler alert.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And so and that's, I think, around the time of the Me Too. So it's just interesting that this show is on long enough and how large of a cultural shift. Again, wow, who knew I was going to go from embarrassing stories to something insightful or somewhat.
That's just what you get on this podcast, you know?
That the show is on long enough to exist in a time of Me Too, but then have this sort of strange, terrible take on this.
A strange, terrible take, but unfortunately, probably not super uncommon.
You think?
No, I mean, like, the way, like, the other women handled it in the office. Like, I think, you know what I mean? Like, I think you have an idea of, like, the ideal situation.
I guess, and they're sort of like, he's fine. He bought me an iPad. Yeah. It was a mini, though.
Like, in your mind, of course, you have this ideal of, like, how you would hope someone would respond or react, whatever. But in reality, it's like these women need a job, so they're probably just going to deal.
But I guess it would be interesting because it's also, which totally, right? I mean, we don't want to invalidate any woman's or any person's experience. And sometimes a job is more important than things. But it's interesting that the show didn't choose something that is a bit more ambiguous in terms of sexual assault and abuse, because this is super bad. Like, what he's doing is so inappropriate that I'm surprised there would be three people who would be okay with this type of behavior in the workplace.
Well, it's also weird because he acknowledges it too. He's like, are you okay with touching?
I'm just a touchy kind of guy. It's like,
yeah, whoa. Like, it's really,
which again, I bet this kind of behavior does happen from terrible men.
I'm sure.
Talk about these men are just getting worse and worse the more we talk about this episode.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why Adam looked like a shining star.
Now, what did you think of the makeover the women?
First of all, I'm obsessed with these women.
Obsessed.
Like, these girlies.
The fact that we don't see them again, but we see Jeff again.
I'm furious. Like, these women are stars. They're
so funny, like, when they're like, you eat salad, that's why your skin looks so bad.
Yeah, she's like, your eyelids are oily.
Sugar, brown sugar.
White sugar. It's just, they're so funny. And these eyebrows, they give Hannah.
I don't even know what they did.
Hannah doesn't wipe off. Hannah doesn't seem to care.
I mean, I know Hannah's oblivious and we've sort of positioned her as this like woeful idiot, sort of. Mm-hmm. But I don't think anyone will walk around the world looking like this. She looks fucking crazy.
Well, because her eyebrows are so light. And then they took this just big brown pencil and just
and
went,
they're already
and
slightly,
it's like parentheses.
And they're already prominent, like right. Her eyebrows. It's not like she's got eyebrows like me and Whoopi Goldberg, where we barely, well, Whoopi's got nothing and I've got like five strands of loose hair.
Four hairs.
Strung up there, hoping my
You know, like, hers are just like unkempt. Like they're just kind of wild.
So to add that Brooke Shields liner.
Hannah looked fucking crazy.
And
Jeff didn't bat an eye.
You mean Adam?
No, well, both of them. None of them bat
an
eye. You mean Rich?
Who's Jeff?
Oh, Rich.
She didn't see Jeff.
Sorry, Rich. Rich.
I was like, if I missed the scene where Hannah and Jeff got together.
No. Her and Rich, like, he didn't bat an eye either. He was just watering his ferns.
So then I thought it was really funny that the women tell her that Adam's behavior is unacceptable. And so the show is sort of positioning Adam's behavior and this man's as similar. And I guess they are both disrespectful in terms of boundaries. But there's this sort of like sending that dick pic and touching you inappropriate are somewhat the same. Like, let's compare them. And I'm like, no, one is workplace harassment and sexual assault. Mm-hmm. And basically, and the other is just like the woes of modern dating is...
The woes of just technology. Like, oops.
Right. Like, I didn't mean to send that mistake. I am so confused by why somehow girls has triggered me to share more about my personal life.
I've never seen you like this.
Because, like, A, I don't share ever about anything about myself.
That's what I mean.
B, we got through 98 million episodes of Sex and the City, and I basically was like a brick wall in terms of talking about my personal life. We start this show 3 episodes in, and I'm like, let me tell you my medium baggage.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
I gotta get myself under control in these girls' episodes, or I'm not gonna have any secrets left. I guess a part of my, well, and you know what? That's actually too personal for me to go into, but I've done some personal work in my life to be more open and sharing, so that people are able to show up for me. How
Thank
can they
you.
If I don't create space for them? And I think the only place in which I'm doing that now is this podcast, which I don't think where my therapist asked me to, like...
I don't think this is where she wanted you to work.
I think she more meant professionally and with, like, friends and loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Not this podcast. I can't get over Rich. I'm sorry. Rich and these eyebrows.
Rich and these eyebrows. And these women just, like, well, Hannah then feels like, okay, I can confide in these women. Like, they're going to be like, this is so fucking weird. But, like, she almost didn't expect them to be like, you need to leave him.
Right, but isn't that the advice that you would give anyone who received a dick pic and then was told it wasn't for you?
100%.
Like, if I hadn't already been broken up with my ex, I would have suggested he break up with me. You don't send a dick pic.
I think Hannah saw how lax they were about Rich and his touching that she probably thought, oh, they're going to be like, oh, girl, this isn't a big deal. Like, go suck his dick or something. And they were
and
like,
we also didn't discuss that
disgusting.
Hannah does also reply with a tit pic.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, Marty's have like, you ever replied to a man's nude photos with your own? Because I think that's a thing that I've heard from women that, like, they receive dirty pictures, but they're like, I'm not sending this man anything. Is that pretty common? Or you're like, here you go. Here my titties.
No.
Would you like to answer?
My parents listen to this podcast.
Okay,
like,
right. Like, they have not heard already 1 million things about you. They've heard much worse.
I'm just saying, like, that's different.
Sending, you would send some, you do send stuff back.
To, like, your boyfriend or, like,
no, but
you're
I
dating.
Mean someone who you're in, if you were in a sort of casual relationship like Adam and Hannah are.
No.
And he sent you, and so you are Hannah in this situation. Would you have replied?
I would have been pissed. I'd be like, what are you talking about? You meant to send it to someone else.
SRY.
Yeah, I'd be like, fucking blocked.
So then she heads over to Adam's apartment. He says she looks like a Mexican teenager, which is inappropriate. But he also says it's awesome, or like, and it's so like, he's also such a little boy sometimes, no shirt on. And we do get a performance from Miss Dunham. Mm-hmm. That is, I think, some of her worst work. Did you like this scene where she's giving this monologue? I just thought she will become such a better actress as the show goes on.
Yeah, she's not a good actress, but the monologue spoke so true to so many things.
I think it's a good piece of writing, for sure.
Yeah.
But I thought just her performance, and also the lip quivering to me felt like...
Oh, I hated the lip quiver.
I thought it was such a crutch of like, this is how I'm going to display my emotion rather than actually embodying it. Mm-hmm. It was like, I'm going to make it physical rather than feel it. And she just feels entirely disconnected as an actress from what Hannah's experiencing. But as a piece of writing, I think it's great.
Yeah. No, I co-sign everything that you're saying. I think the saying of like, I don't want to be your girlfriend, but I want you to hang out with only me and only sleep with only me.
Like, wants to only hang out with me and only have sex with me.
Yeah. And it's like so real.
And I like when she says, which I do think all of us have, I mean, I think we felt the other thing as well, but I think we've all felt the feeling of, and I hate the fact that I made it okay for you to treat me this way. Mm-hmm. Like when she says, I hate, like, you sent this dick pic to me and then you told me it was for someone else. And I hate the fact that I made it okay for you to do that.
You like, to do that.
That you even feel like treating me this way is appropriate. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I haven't felt that way in a long time, mostly just because I've created such boundaries that I feel like no one can treat me anyway, ever since I got my heart broken in like 10th grade. Shout out to Thaddeus.
Does he listen?
No, but you know,
Does he follow your Instagram?
No, but if he followed my Instagram, I'd kill myself. Again, I'm being completely honest when I've said, I don't think I've ever let someone in again. I'm like, no, I can't be hurt like that again.
Oh my God.
Ever since he said he really likes Mariah Carey and broke my heart in homeroom. And then Adam and Hannah have sex. And mm-hmm.
Passionate makeout.
Yeah. He tells her basically her tippic was disgusting. He didn't jerk off to it.
Yeah. He's like, it looks like you were being fucked by a cucumber. I'm like, oh my God. I would die.
Yeah. You don't have the chaotic self-esteem of Hannah Horvath to survive Adam's casual comments.
No, I would die.
If he gathered your fat, I don't think you'd still be on planet Earth.
Oh my God, Chris.
That. Even the phrase gathered your fat is like, I think, not sitting well with you.
Chris, I can't. Like, Adam, I'm too sensitive for Adam.
Yeah, and I feel like Adam and I are probably sitting in the... I feel like, actually, now, remember we took that quiz and I got Adam Sackler? I feel like everything I've revealed on this podcast has shown I am Adam.
Yeah, and I'm Shosh, just like that thing said.
This baggage every which way. All right, I think we've discussed it, but in terms of our segment, boys, where we discuss which boy and girls was our favorite, I think we both agree Adam is...
Adam takes the cake.
Barn. Although, no, I'm going to give
Charlie.
It to Charlie.
I going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was harmed.
Harmed, and he honestly was just like, he killed that performance.
He did body that. Mm-hmm. When he broke down and started giving it that spoken word element. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's so beautiful. I fucking hate Hannah for what she did to Marnie. And my least favorite boy this week.
Mine's Rich.
Yeah. I was going to say Terry, but don't quit before the miracle, you know.
Oh, Terry. I was like, Terry?
No, you're right. Rich was disgusting. He's
the boss who's sexually assaulting his women.
He's definitely worse than Jeff.
He's definitely worse than Jeff. Although they're kind of the same.
Although when Jeff was like...
Jeff is also an employee.
That's true. When Jeff is, you know, I hope my daughters turn out just like you.
Honestly, I think Jeff might be worse.
Yeah, he's much worse. Honestly,
he's much more like sinister. Like,
and it's like taking place in his home.
Yeah, the boundaries are very
And like while your wife is in the next room, you sick
with your
fuck.
Babies, with your kids. Like,
why don't you go crawl in the bed in the home she's paying for?
Literally.
Who do you think you are, Steve Brady?
I'm disgusted.
Steve is making the Mina girl. The Mina girls are making Steve look like a prince.
A king.
I'm like, can we get him back?
Mm-hmm. Steve at least like has a job.
And now I'm like thinking of Matt fondly from like the show storyline, of course, because, you know.
He really didn't do anything wrong.
Actually, now that you know what? Let's just say there's a lot of Matts in my past. Might have been a Matt I was talking about earlier.
Oh.
A lot of Matts. I have the line here in terms of favorite line readings. It looks like a rapper's fur coat about the dick pic. And that is a great description of a dick pic.
It is.
And my favorite line of the week was, I so don't get attached when I bleed. You know, it's amazing. I'm so not an attachment bleeder. And that's my favorite line of the week.
Good, 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 good. I didn't really have a favorite line. Like, there were definitely moments that I enjoyed, but nothing, like, really stuck
out
to me.
I mean, this wasn't a great episode.
Yeah, great, like, it was just kind of like, well, because we didn't talk about it.
That's true. We basically talked about me for 90 minutes.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, I don't know. Nothing really stuck out to me, I gotta be honest.
And in terms of just a quick spoiler corner, so spoiler alert, I do think it's, of course, very fun to hear Ray's thoughts on Marnie, given the fact that they will spend a period of time together as a romantic entanglement, as it will, that he wants to whip her, given that Marnie will ultimately basically run him the fuck ragged.
Into the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, and it takes a man's death to wake him up to get away from Marnie.
Quite literally.
And we'll get to that, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, guys, I don't know that we talked about... Oh, wait. We have to rate the episode, and I have to start adding this to the outline because I think we forget. What would you rate this out of 10? This conversation I've given 11 10. Out of 10.
Yeah. Conversation 10, episode 4.
I give this episode a solid 5.5, just because, as we talked about it, I think it is such a great depiction of how truly foul men are.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to scare yourself off of men, episode 4, Hannah's Diary, is a great episode to watch.
It is. Like, it's just...
Because every man is acting a damn fool.
Well, like, in the grand scheme of girls, I think, like, it fits perfectly into next week's episode. But, like... As a standalone,
I don't remember next week's
episode.
I'm excited. Like, the title doesn't ring any bells to me, so I'm really excited to see it. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you'll join us again next week when we discuss season 1, episode 5, Hard Being Easy. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review Shortcomings wherever you listen to podcasts. You can support us by joining Patreon, because I'm certain all of you want more content like this. Mm-hmm. You can find us there at patreon.com/shortcomingspodcast, and you can follow us online. I'm at clewis1219 on Instagram. Sam, where are you?
I'm at Bravo Historian on Instagram, and I'm also back onto Twitter.
Back on X. Back on X.
Not under my old handle, RIP, so I have a new one. It's at Still on Zoloft.
Still.
So go follow me
on
there.
On Zoloft.
Still not take your.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you're a Patreon supporter, thank you for your support. We hope you enjoyed this really just trip down memory lane. Because I don't know that it was an episode recap. I don't.
Yeah, it was like 10%.
Yeah, but that's what you get, and you don't get... Well, you guys do get upset. Bye!
Bye!